Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in again this week. We will be taking you to the podcast in just a second, but as you know, the podcast is usually recorded pretty early, and so we wanted to add this addendum at the very beginning to congratulate the boys' football team as they go downstate this coming Saturday to compete in the state championship for the first time in our school's history. That game will take place at 1 p.m. in Champaign-Urbana at the U of I Memorial Stadium. It should be a lot of fun. Hopefully we'll see a lot of you down there. If not, I know the game will be televised. We want to wish our boys the best of luck on the state championship game on Saturday. Now, we will take you to the 1209 podcast. Ready for episode lucky number 7.
Lucky number 7.
Here on the 1209 podcast.
Why do we call it 1209?
Why do we call it 1209? Because we're coming to you live from beautiful 1209 West Dock.
Wait for it. Beautiful.
That's just about halfway between Mannheim and Wolf.
Nice.
Now we've got our two favorite co-hosts with us this week, Mr. Tryon.
She's been escalated, promoted. I like
think,
it.
You know, after last week's feedback, we actually gained a listener because Sammy was here.
I like it.
And now we're up to 3, so we might as well keep her around.
Yeah. Why don't we just... I say we bring somebody each week. We'll just get
maybe
a dozen.
Maybe Sammy will be the mainstay.
Well, yeah. Of course.
Okay. Morning, okay. Sammy.
Of course.
Good morning, Mr. Green.
Good morning.
And Mr. Drynan.
And of course, obviously, as always, we are joined by the one and only Mr. Casey Moran. Mr. Moran, good morning to you. All right.
Nothing. Wow.
No. Good episode this week. We got the boys' basketball
good,
team.
Good, great episode.
Boys' basketball interview is great. And then we have the second first-round matchup of the Activities Moderator Pro-Am International Tournament of Champions featuring Miss Augusta and Miss Pagliatica.
It's a pretty intense game.
And I would say you want to listen to it because it could have been historic as well.
Well, okay. I don't want to get too into it. I don't want to.
No spoilers. No spoilers. It could have been historic. Hey, this is coming out next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Thursday is?
No, what's Thursday?
Thanksgiving.
I love Thanksgiving.
It's exciting.
Oh, man, am I excited about Thanksgiving.
It's one of my favorite holidays.
You eat a lot.
You do.
And then you fall asleep on the couch.
Yep.
And the Bears play on Thanksgiving this year.
They do. Hey, you know, Sammy came in today just to record the podcast. She's feeling a little under the weather. That's what a trooper
Why?
She is.
You really?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
I don't know. I'm just
not feeling it.
Yeah.
I always feel it. I gotta be honest with you. I bring my A game every day.
So yesterday on your appointment slip when I called you up here, what did I write on there?
Bring your A game.
Bring your A game.
It's because you know I always...
That's what I said. Bring your A game.
Now, can we talk about Thanksgiving?
Absolutely.
I want to talk about my eating style.
All right, let's hear it.
Now, Sammy, I don't know about you, but at our Thanksgiving table, we have a plethora of dishes. And so I usually go with 2 plates.
Okay.
And the reason... Well, not at the same time. Not at the same time.
Okay.
But I like a savory plate and a sweet plate. So on my savory plate, I go turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole,
Oh, man.
You ever put
great.
Country onions on a burger?
Yeah,
sometimes,
I've had crunchy onions
sometimes,
on a
like,
burger, yeah.
If we go burgers like the week or two after Thanksgiving or Christmas and there's still some in the cupboard, I spring up the cupboard. I just dated myself.
Would you say the crunchy onions are the more classy version of Funyuns?
Yes. Yes.
You know Funyuns? You're looking at me like you've
yeah,
never had Funyuns.
Yeah, chips, right?
Oh, they're not really chips. They're like,
chips.
What would you call
onion
them?
Onion rings, kind of.
Kind of like onion rings, yeah.
They're prepackaged onion
they're
rings.
They're gross.
They are not good.
So I get back to my plate and a bread, of course, and then I usually drizzle gravy over the whole thing.
Okay.
Whole thing. And then plate two, I go with the sweet dishes. So I got my cranberry sauce.
Okay.
I got my sweet potatoes, maybe a little corn. We talk sweet corn. But I like to keep them separate. I like savory and sweet.
Wow.
It's actually a really good idea.
What's your philosophy? Now, I know there's some people that don't like their food to touch on their plate and
that's
Thanksgiving.
Me.
Really? So how do you handle that?
You just gotta, like, make a barrier. Usually with the mashed potatoes, you, like, make sections.
So you just...
So the mashed potatoes kind of touch everything, but I'm okay with that.
So you put your mashed potatoes in, like, a cross on your plate and then divide it into quadrants?
You could do it like that. I don't know. I don't like my food mixing, but I like a lot of it.
Hey, you want to talk about some upcoming events?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
So next week, the first Thursday of December, we have our second open house.
I'm excited about
that. Of the year. First open house went really well.
We had a lot of positive feedback from the first open house.
It was a great time.
We switched it up. New presentations. There were a lot of people here. Mm-hmm. It was good.
And from what I understand, you sold the podcast at your presentation.
I did. I like to... I'm a very humble guy. I hope people know that.
Humility is the seventh pillar.
I know. I embrace that one the most, of course. So I like to talk about what I do here at the Academy, teaching math, just enlightening the minds of our youth. Changing lives.
That
day
lives
by
can
day.
Change the world.
Something like that.
Was that last year?
I don't even know. But I also like to say that I'm the co-host of the podcast. So I say if you want some delightful listening, you can always just go on to iTunes and download it.
Which is, hashtag truth.
Very true.
Hashtag truth.
And it's also...
And that reminds me...
It lets you know what we're all about here.
It reminds me that I want to make sure to say thank you and hello to all of the people who came and saw the two of us at parent-teacher conferences the other night and were just extremely complimentary towards the podcast.
Mrs. Radford.
Mrs. Radford's a big fan. Mrs. Kennedy.
Mrs. Ryan. Mr. Kelly.
Mr. Kelly loves himself the podcast.
He does.
He loves the podcast.
He does.
Yeah, so thanks to everybody for saying hi. We appreciate that. Now that, to clarify, is on December the 4th. Thursday, December 4th.
Night.
Yeah. Now we also have the 9th and the 11th. We've got the choir and the band concert. The 9th is the choir. The 11th is the band concert.
No, I like these because they're the Christmas Carol concerts.
What's your favorite Christmas Carol, Sammy?
It's a good question.
Deck the Halls, probably? Is that one?
Deck the Halls is definitely a Christmas Carol.
So.
Sure, with boughs of holly.
I thought it was bells.
Boughs.
What's a bowl?
Well, not a bowl. That's something totally different.
I thought it was a bell.
A bow.
I thought they
were... B-O-W.
What is that?
I think it's like a plethora.
B-O-W is a bowl.
No, bow. Like when you bow, you B-O-W.
Or a bow.
It could be a bow.
Oh my gosh.
I thought it was a bell of holly.
It's a bow of holly.
All right, well, we're going to look this up.
We're going to look that up. Yeah, you know what? I don't think we can do it. Yeah, pull out your phone here.
Well,
we're gonna get to the bottom
of this. Now, what's your favorite? Let's hear it.
Well, I'll tell you my story. At Divine Infant, the eighth graders always, I don't know if this is still the case or not, but when I was growing up, the eighth graders always got to sing Carol of the Bells.
I'm going to change my answer to that. That's
my
favorite.
It's an awesome.
It's a great one.
High five on Carol.
What about the McDonald's version? Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. You never heard that one?
That's not the one I remember, but certainly.
Have you ever heard that one?
No, I don't know that one.
You've never heard Ding, fries are done?
No, but we always got to sing Carol of the Bells.
Okay,
when you got to eighth grade, you got to sing Carol of the Bells. What
I
a big
it
moment.
Up.
Okay.
It's Deck the Halls with Bows, but it's B-O-U-G-H.
So half credit to both of us?
I don't even know what that is.
No, you don't get any. Half credit to me.
Wow.
Right? I mean, Mr. Johnny doesn't get any credit on that.
A bow is a main branch of a tree. Bows is plural. Educational.
Yep. That's why when you go to iTunes,
we're under education.
We're under education.
Now, what's your favorite Christmas carol?
The Carol of the Bells,
that's
Mr.
it?
Drynan. Yeah, I just told my Carol of the Bells
Do you
story.
Even sing that?
Yeah.
I don't even know it.
Hark to the bells, high-sounding bells, joyful they ring.
I didn't
Something
know there were words. I just know the instrumental.
Meg is really high.
How about, what are they called, Manhattan Transfer?
Oh, yeah. Mannheim.
Mannheim Steamroller. Mannheim Steamroller. They have all the good instrumental Christmas carols.
Yeah.
Oh, they're great. And 93.9 has started playing Christmas
them.
Carols already.
It's my favorite music. I love it.
But I will be honest with you, by the time the 25th rolls around...
You're done with it.
You're right.
I am not.
I am.
I want it to keep going because you know the 12 days of Christmas are actually after Christmas.
Right.
Did you know that, Sammy?
I did know that.
Okay, I'm impressed.
But it's more festive before.
Correct. See, now, my favorites, I got some weird ones. I like the weird ones. I'm a big Dominic the Donkey fan. I love that one.
Yeah.
What else do I like? Everybody goes Mariah Carey. I'm not a Mariah Carey. I feel like it's overplayed. Okay. I love me some Paul McCartney.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it now.
Oh, I can hear it.
Yeah.
Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
Wonderful Christmas Time. You know what else I like? I like Wham. This Christmas.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Yeah.
See, you know what you did, Sammy, the very next day? You gave it away.
You know what? I like The Boss. Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Now that's, you know what? A spoiler alert for the December 23rd episode of the podcast. I think that Santa Claus Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen will be a big part of it. And I think that Mr. Racky will probably be here to right his wrongs.
I think he should sing it. That should be part of his penance.
That would be great.
He's
got to
sing it.
I don't know if he's going
to
go for that.
Maybe we do a special video version of the podcast, and he has to dress up in karaoke. Wow. The Boss, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Oh,
how great.
A lot of ideas are coming out of this right now.
I love Christmas music.
So to go back to the 9th and the 11th, if you'd like to see the choir or the band perform Christmas music, that would be your opportunity to do so. And then we're just about done with the semester.
Yeah, it's scary.
The 19th is the final day of the semester, final day of exams.
Yeah, it's scary.
It moved fast.
And stay tuned, first boys basketball home game.
Yeah, the first basketball home game is on the 19th. First girls basketball home game is on the 9th. We'll hear from them next episode.
Nice.
Yeah.
The next episode.
Yeah. Well, I think that about covers our upcoming events. We have open house. We've got...
Concerts,
all good stuff.
New sports season, basketball coming around.
We're ready and raring to go. Drynan, any closing words?
No.
Mr. Moran? So we're going to take you to the interview with the boys basketball team. We've got Jack Weir, we've got Connor O'Neill, we've got Grant Pamato, and their fearless leader, Mr. Bonk. So stick around, here it comes. Pretty excited about this because we've got the gentlemen's varsity basketball team here.
Well,
just
not,
in time.
Not the whole team.
No, but three members of the team and the head coach of the varsity boys basketball team.
And we've referenced Mr. Bonk before. He cooks one heck of a hot dog from what I recall.
Yeah, Sibfest?
Yeah.
Talk about burgers and hot dogs.
Yeah.
Sibfest is big.
Not nearly as impressive as the burgers and hot dogs offered at said Sibfest. So, now, okay, we're going to go around the table. We're going to introduce ourselves.
Beautiful.
For the listeners who like to listen weekly, bi-weekly, you'll recognize a couple voices. We've got some repeat guests here.
So
how should we introduce ourselves when we go around? Let's say name, you're in school. Oh, okay, position plays, the position you play in basketball, and your favorite jersey you owned as a kid.
Okay, this is going to be rough for me.
You didn't have any jerseys?
No, I didn't.
Okay, all right.
Should we start with Mr. Moran?
Yeah, Mr. Moran, what is your favorite jersey?
Nothing.
All right, I'll start.
All right, go ahead.
Mr. Drynan, Nazareth Academy, eighth year here at the Academy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like an eighth year senior.
Uh-huh. super senior.
I'm taking a couple victory laps.
Okay.
A
couple red shirt years.
I played left out. I was a B-team bomber, so eighth grade was my highest level of achievement. Favorite jersey? Didn't have one.
Okay. We're going to the left.
Left of the dealer.
Okay, left of the dealer. Go ahead. Please, continue.
Grant Pamato, I'm a senior here at Nazareth. Shooting guard, my favorite jersey is probably the Allen Iverson jersey, 76ers.
The answer. Nice.
Number three. All right.
Connor O'Neill, junior at Naz. I'm a guard. I don't really have a jersey growing up.
No
nice,
jerseys.
Connor.
Nope.
Nice.
You're sticking strong on no jerseys. All right, okay.
We should have announced height and grade school.
Well, that's my job.
6'2".
Yes.
5'8". St. Isaac Joe's.
That's my job at the games. I like to announce the grade schools. I brought that in. I revolutionized the introduction.
Something like that.
All right, Mr. Bonk, you're up now.
Coach Bonk, ninth year here at Nazareth Academy. Probably too old to even have a jersey. They didn't have them back then.
Okay. All right.
Point guard at one time, not a very good one.
Oh, no. No. Oh, no. I watched you take those threes at that faculty staff basketball game.
He's got a jumper.
You got a jumper. A
little bit.
Not quite like Mr. Milos' jumper, but a jumper nonetheless.
That's a different type of jumper.
Yeah. The John Carroll jumper won that game.
John Carroll jumper. I like it.
Mr. Weir?
Jack Weir, junior, power forward or center, and I'd say my favorite jersey would be my North Carolina Michael Jordan jersey.
Emphasis on power.
Yeah, I did notice that.
Power forward.
I did notice that you really emphasized power. Brendan Green, sixth year at Nazareth. I would play under the basket. Not well, but I would play under the basket. And Rebecca Lobo was my favorite jersey. A Rebecca Lobo jersey.
Wow. Great player. Great player.
UConn or like in WNBA?
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know
UConn
what team
just got
she
upset.
Played for.
Just got upset by Stanford. Yeah,
they never
right.
lose.
They had 47 in a row. They just lost. Yeah.
Wow. Well, yeah. Look out, Rebecca Lobo. So, gentlemen.
Mr. Green, any thing in your future about playing in the faculty student game?
Oh, no. They just hand me the microphone and let me be.
Okay.
I'm much safer behind the table. Now, I will tell you, we were talking about this the other day. Actually, three out of the six of us were talking about this the other day. The highlight of my basketball career came at Ascension in River Forest, in Oak Park or River Forest. I think it's right on the border there. And I had a huge first half, scored 10 points in the first half.
What?
Yeah. Second half.
Shut up.
I broke my glasses. And I couldn't see anything. And the coach kept saying, all right, go in. And I can't see. I don't put me in there. He said, well, you got to go in there. I said, okay. They'd pass me the ball. It would hit my shin, and it would roll away. So, A, that was my career high, 10 points in a game. B, it all happened in the first half. So imagine what could have happened had I been wearing rec specs.
You just wore straight glasses. No strap, no rec specs.
Absolutely.
Nothing.
Absolutely.
Were your shoes Velcro, too?
No. You know what? Okay. So
or did you have
truth.
Pumps?
Wait a second.
Reebok pumps.
Wait a second. Hashtag truth. Wait a second. Listen to this. One year, my Nana got me a Hornets hat. My Nana got me a Charlotte Hornets hat.
Grandmama?
No, just Nana. And she yes, Larry Johnson, yes. But she was not my grandmama. And I wore the starter. It was a starter Charlotte Hornets hat. To another game at Ascension, and my parents, they said, you're not wearing that hat. It's not going to come home. Someone else is going to take that hat. I said, it's not going to happen. I wore the hat. Guess what happened?
It didn't come home.
Didn't come home. Someone took my Hornets hat.
Wow.
Sorry, Nana.
Let's go back to these glasses. Did you have like a rubber band holding them on?
No, nothing at all.
No.
But what you have to understand about the glasses, they were thick enough to protect the Pope. And so the fact that they broke is simply incredible.
How did they break? Did you just like...
I took a bow. I took a hard bow to the face. And they said two shots. I said, doesn't matter. I can't see. Send me to the line. I don't care.
So you would have had 12 points.
I could have had 12 points.
So you shot in the middle.
I just kind of threw it and hoped for the best.
Why don't we talk to them about their upcoming season instead of about Mr. Green highlights?
So you're starting next week with the Stag invite.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a tournament.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which you're invited to.
Invitational. Yes.
Hence the name. Who else is in the Stag invite?
Well, we open up with St. Lawrence on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Now, they don't have any girls at that school.
No.
Okay.
That's an all-boys
school. Correct.
Okay. We follow up on Tuesday against Willowbrook. Mm-hmm. We're off on Wednesday. We come back Friday with Lindblom. And then Saturday we play to host school Stag.
Nice.
Now is this it just highest standings wins the invite?
Yes.
Okay.
Round robin.
Okay.
Last 2 years we finished second, lost to the host school both years.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Looking to change that a little bit this year.
Stag is part of District 230. Sandberg, Andrew,
yes.
And Stag.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
That's cool. That's a dynamite drop in.
Yeah, well, this episode, by the way, you guys can't see this at home because again, it's not a visual podcast. If you could see the smorgasbord that we have on this table right now, there are about 30 eaten Starburst.
It's brought to you by Starburst.
It is brought to by Starburst. There's a half-eaten coffee cake, Mountain Dew, Grant, what do you got there?
Famous Amos chips.
Famous Amos
cookies. Chips?
Cookies.
So this brings me to
the chip cookies.
Coach, this brings me to the importance of nutrition in the basketball season.
Oh, yeah.
We emphasize that all the time. As you can see, they're carrying it out very well.
Especially
right before practice.
I was actually very proud because the other day I was talking to Grant and Connor after school. And we were talking about what you should eat after school. And they said, well, maybe I shouldn't have something that heavy before practice. I was impressed. And you guys were only watching film that day. So I would have gone all out. I would have a five-course meal. So I was impressed. How does the team look this year? Very young, yes? A lot of up-and-coming young players?
Got a lot of up-and-coming young players, but they're going to be ready to play.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm on varsity.
How's practice going? What's it looking like? You going to be outside shooters? You're going to be under the basket? A little bit of both?
A little run and gun?
I think we're going to be mostly run and gun. We got a couple of post players that can finish around the rim, mostly running gun, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Get out the ball and break.
Now, Connor, you are, as we know, an all-conference soccer player.
Yes.
Now, this is a very different sport because you can use your hands.
And you can't use your feet.
You cannot use your feet.
That's true.
There is a penalty for that. That's is that a technical foul?
It's a violation.
It's a
violation. Guys, it's a violation.
And gals.
So, do you feel like you had to get into a different type of shape, or you feel like you're still in shape from soccer? How you feeling out there?
Feeling pretty good. Practice a little bit more intense than soccer, but I think I'm in pretty good shape.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see your shrug.
We're in pretty good shape as a team.
Now, Jack, of course, one of your warm-ups consisted of being in charge of the plant at Little Shop of Horrors.
not a great warm-up for the basketball season.
I was going to ask, how does that translate onto the basketball court?
I don't think that's...
It does not.
It does not at all.
It does not. Okay.
Now, Jack, I see you wearing glasses.
No, I play with contact.
Okay, there you go. Just a concern.
Listen, if we're going to learn anything today, do not wear glasses on the court. Now, Grant, this brings us to a question that we asked you on the podcast you were on before. Number two, episode number two, if you want to download it.
First repeat guest.
First repeat, the old Jack and Grant.
Oh, true.
Never mind. I spoke first. All right. I'm the first repeat guest.
will you be in communication with Brady Ryan and Ryan Kramer, who, by the way, should just be referred to as Brady Ryan Kramer, what they'll be doing with the Freddy Fanatics? Or will you just be saying, good luck to you, I have other things to worry about?
I'll probably just hand it off to them and say good luck and hope you guys make out a lot of the games.
Okay.
No, only 9 home games this year, Coach.
Well, that's
standard.
Typical, yeah.
Okay. Now, first home game is the last day of exams.
Correct.
December 19th against St. Viator.
I mean, that sounds like everybody needs to be out that night.
I'll be there.
Who might also be preseason ranked St. Viator. So.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, do you have a different strategy for each game, or do you just go out and try to play your game?
No, we take each game separately, depending on scouting reports and things like that. I always tell our guys probably our toughest game of the year will be this first one on Monday because we have nothing on our first opponent.
Mm-hmm.
As our second opponent, Willowbrook, because they do not play on Monday.
Wow.
So those are two teams that we could look at last year's films and things like that, but pretty much when we go through the year, we'll have a pretty good idea what everybody does. It's just a matter of executing.
Now, I know you take one game at a time, but is there one game on the schedule, either for the players or the coaches, that is a special game or a special meeting that you know you circle that one and maybe that one's a little bit more meaningful to you than a different
one? Well, Bennett always. All right, like for any sport, I think Bennett's like our number one. Would you say that'd be our number one rival?
Okay.
Probably, yeah. I'd say senior night for me.
Okay.
Just because it's going to be one of my last home games. And this year when my grandfather passed away, and he's not able to be here with us, and I'm going to be playing for him that night. So.
Nice.
Definitely.
I don't know if we touched on Grant's grandfather, but he was a legend in high school basketball in the state of Illinois. Chuck Rolinski was very instrumental in starting a 2-class system, which is now 4 classes, instrumental in starting the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association, which I'm a member, and hundreds of coaches are members, and the annual All-Star Game, which my son had a pleasure of playing in, so Chuck was, he was a legend.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Connor, any games for you?
I'd have to say Bennett.
Yeah. Yeah. Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Yeah.
Bennett.
What
about Coach? You got any special?
Yeah.
Or they
St.
All
Lawrence
big?
On Monday
St.
night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number one.
Now, last year, you know what we did that was a great deal of fun? I really enjoyed myself. Is we went down to the old Weber gym, and we played against Gordon Tech. was a great game. And I noticed that there is a game against Gordon Tech on the season schedule later in the year.
DePaul Academy now.
DePaul Academy. I beg your pardon. Will that be at the old Weber gym?
No, we're going to go to Gordon Tech / DePaul Academy. We did the Weber thing for 2 years. It was a great experience. You experienced it last year.
Mm-hmm.
That gym had a lot of nostalgia in it. Yeah. It's a public junior high now, but you know, Coach K from Duke played at Weber, so it was a lot of fun. I think the players enjoyed it, especially 2 years ago when we had a dress underneath the bleachers.
Oh.
In a room about one quarter the size of the room we're in right now.
It's about 180 degrees in there, too.
That's how you make friends.
Yeah.
That's how you get to know each other.
We were pretty tight, but it was a good experience, and I think it's just time that Gordon Tech put a lot of time in bringing over the memorabilia and things like that, so we're just going to go a 2-year contract at Gordon and then back here at Nazareth. But who knows? Maybe somewhere down the road we'll do another one at Weber.
We will. We'll be watching you wherever you are. It's going to be great. We're going to have a lot of games on the Cube, and certainly we hope a lot of people come out to the games.
Yeah,
you know, you don't have to just have to watch at home. Come on out.
Sure.
Enjoy.
You know, and like Grant said, we do have a young lineup. It's probably the youngest roster that I've ever coached in all my years of coaching, but it's going to take some experience for younger kids to get better. But Grant and our two other seniors, George Palacios and John McGarry, have been great leaders so far, as our juniors have been with our younger kids. So with their leadership and hard work, we'll be very competitive.
Nice.
One last question, gentlemen.
Oh.
Your favorite basketball memory? Could be on the court.
All time.
Could be something you watched. Could be anything. Could be anything.
Anything
basketball related.
I'm going to give mine.
All right, Mr. Drining, go ahead.
I was a graduate of Vanderbilt University. I went back there, and I got to see them upset number one ranked Florida.
Ooh.
But I was staying at the same hotel as the Florida Gators, which was Horford and Brewer and Joakim Noah, and I got to meet them all at the front desk.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting.
Wow.
Pretty
awesome.
Exciting. Yeah. Yeah.
I still haven't found mine yet. So
still thinking.
Like, I'm going to give it to Weir.
Oh, Jack, okay.
As a spectator, I would say I got to see the Bulls game when against the Lakers when Derrick Rose, it was like 0.3 seconds left on the shot clock, and he literally just ran around the corner, and he, like, fading way out of bounds, hits this three, and he just turns to everyone in the stands and just goes...
It's not a visual podcast.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He shrugged his shoulders.
He did like the Michael Jordan almost, where he shrugs his shoulders and just...
It was nice for him to decide to play that day.
Wow.
Yeah, you heard me, Rose.
Yeah.
You heard me.
Like he's going to be listening.
I'm sure.
Oh, he listens.
He's got a lot of free time.
He listens. Yeah, he's just sitting at home. He don't have anything else to do.
Wow. Is your favorite memory the Ascension game?
No, actually, my favorite memory was John Paxson three-pointer in the finals that sent the Bulls on to the next. It was the next game. It was game six, right? Paxson three-pointer. No,
which year?
94. No, they didn't win the championship in
94. 91. 91.
91.
I think
91.
Against the Lakers.
Yeah. Mm. Anything from this side of the table?
For me in grade school, it was my last. It was my last home game at Notre Dame, and we were down 2 with 5 seconds left, and I pulled up for a three, and I
buried it.
That's nice. Yep. That's pretty darn
game
good.
Game winner.
Pretty good.
Last year, I think I went to the Bulls Heat game when Miami had the 26 or 27 game.
27
was
2 years ago.
2 years
yeah.
ago?
2 years ago.
All right, 2 years ago I went to that game.
Time flies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when you're having
them,
fun.
Ended the streak.
Nice.
That was intense.
Well, I think probably one of the Nazareth highlights was a few years back when we went 8 overtimes to beat North Lawndale.
That game was awesome.
In a regional here. Yeah. So we actually played a whole second game, and the crowd was bigger by the 5th overtime than it was at the regulation because
people heard about it.
It's
they
true.
Were,
yeah.
They,
it was amazing.
Texting, so... it was pretty exciting. Our kids did a great job. Tied a state record.
Longest game.
If we would have known that, we would try to go one more.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, four corners.
Well, gentlemen, this has been great. We wish you all the luck in the world
yeah.
this year. We hope it goes well. Remember to throw the bows out there. Any closing comments from you, gentlemen?
No.
What about Mr. Moran?
No. Well,
Mr. Moran, do you have any thoughts on the basketball season this year?
No,
you,
I don't think so.
No, wait, he looks No.
Couldn't do it.
Mr. Bonk?
Well, we appreciate being on, and we're excited about everything that's been going on with the fall sports and football and everything, so we hope to carry that on to the winter season.
Nice. Well, here comes winter.
It's here.
Oh, it's snowing as we speak, just a little bit.
Flurries.
Yeah, light flurries. That's what Tom Skilling would call them. Mr. Dryden, anything?
No.
All right, well, now we're going to take you to round two of the Activities Moderator Pro-Am International Tournament of Champions featuring Miss Polyakia and Miss Augustine. The winner will take on Mrs. Byram.
Wow.
So good luck to them. Here we go. Here we are with the second first-round matchup of our Activities Moderator Pro-Am International Tournament of Champions. And this week, we've got an interdepartment war, just like we had last week.
The border war.
Yeah. We've got our wonderful junior and senior board moderators, moderating junior board, and a heck of an English department, if I may say so myself, Miss Jean Polyakia.
Hello.
Oh, you're gonna have to use that voice, wow. Miss Polyakia.
Hello.
You have to let the people at home hear you. And moderating our senior board and K-12, which is a handful in and of itself.
Yeah, we don't like K-12.
Miss Augustine. Hi, Miss Augustine.
Hello. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Projecting. She's projecting.
That was really forced.
Wow. From the diaphragm. She's breathing deep. So here's how this is gonna work. I've got four words. And this week they are themed.
Ooh, I like themes.
Because this podcast will come out 2 days before Thanksgiving.
Ooh, tell me it's Thanksgiving.
This week is Thanksgiving themed.
Excellent. Oh, great. Nice. As English teachers, we love a good theme.
Yeah, well, here you go. You got one. Wow. Now we have four words.
That was a bad English joke. And she just winked. But again, not a visual podcast.
So we have four words here that are Thanksgiving themed. I will give you the word. You'll write down what you think Mr. Dryden is going to say. If you can read that man's mind, you're probably a wiser person than I.
It's probably just going to be turkey every time. Or gobble gobble.
So, okay, here's something for you. I know there's Christmas carols, but I don't know if this is a thing or not. One of my friend's moms who used to teach grade school, she has a Thanksgiving song.
There is. Adam Sandler has one.
No, not that one. I think she might have made this one up. Tell me if you've ever heard this one. Hello, Mr. Turkey, how are you? Hello, Mr. Turkey, how are you? Well, you wobble and you wobble and you gobble and you gobble. Hello, Mr. Turkey, how are you? Is that a real song?
I know. What's the second?
That's the whole thing. That's it.
Oh, wow.
I don't think so.
No? That's not?
I think.
Can we make it a thing?
No. Yeah, we'll sing it at the end of this.
Okay, good. Great.
I'm not singing.
All right, here we go. Are we ready?
Yes.
Number one. Mr. Moran, do you have your pencil ready? He needs a sharpened pen. Can you give him a pen?
Sure, here you go.
All right, thank you. All right. Number one, turkey. That should be, that's probably where your mind goes first when you hear Thanksgiving. Mr. Dryden has an answer. Miss Augustine has an answer.
I don't think I'm going to match any today.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Concerned.
I've got tiebreakers.
A little bit of confidence.
All right, now, Miss Polyakia, what did you answer? What happened to your eraser? Your eraser fell right off of your pencil.
She ripped it off.
So nervous. I ripped it off.
Okay. All right.
I wrote and stuffing.
And stuffing.
Interesting.
Miss Augustine.
I wrote gravy.
Gravy.
Ooh.
Mr. Drynan, you said
stuffing.
Boom!
We've got a match, Miss Polyak and Mr. Drynan. So right. Now we are at one to nothing.
Oh, Augustine.
It's okay.
Is it?
Number two, potatoes.
Can I get like a clarification or just...
Potatoes.
Ooh.
Could be anything. Whatever comes to mind when you hear the word potatoes.
Or is it potato?
Could even be Dan Quayle. Does anybody have... he spelled it wrong.
I got
okay.
the joke.
It everybody has an answer?
It wasn't funny. Yes.
That's your opinion. Miss Augustine?
Mashed.
Mashed.
Interesting.
Miss Polyatka?
Mashed.
Mashed. Mr. Drynan?
Mashed!
Oh! Oh! 2-1. All
oh,
right,
man.
2-1.
The most we've ever matched is 2. Miss Polyatka is looking for a record-breaking performance right now.
Yeah, you are tied now with Mr. Wayman and Mrs. Byron.
Okay, that's a scary thought, that I'm good at thinking like Mr. Drynan.
Why is that scary?
I would be
that's
concerned.
A great thing.
I would be concerned.
Okay, I'm ready.
Number 3, Black Friday. It's become a big part of the Thanksgiving tradition. A lot of people are getting up early on Thanksgiving, and Radio Shack's opening at 8 on Thanksgiving morning.
Target opens at 6 p.m. Why are they still writing?
Miss Gustin is still, I think she's writing me a note. Not to be confused with
isn't
Black
it,
Wednesday.
Isn't it called word associate? Aren't you only supposed to pick one word?
I didn't know.
That is the...
I did only pick one word.
Okay.
You wrote like 7 things though.
Black oh. Friday. Miss Augustin?
Sales.
Miss Polyatka?
Costco TV.
Nah, I gotta be honest.
I can't believe this.
I put TV because I'm buying a TV this year. I'm going out and getting a TV at Costco.
Oh, yeah.
Boom.
Oh,
boom.
Yeah.
3.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, this is amazing. This is amazing.
Wow.
I
can't say anything to
that. Are we even going to do the fourth one? Because Augustine can't.
No,
you
can't
win.
We're going to do the fourth one to see if Miss Augustine, Miss Polyatka can go perfect. Because Miss Polyatka can go perfect. I think we might cancel the rest of the tournament.
Wow.
It should be unheard of.
I mean,
listen, Byram's got her hands full.
Mm-hmm. All right, mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
Number
I'm going
4.
All the way.
Who? Number 4.
Who?
Football. A lot of people like to play football on Thanksgiving morning. I know what they call that, but I don't want to influence any votes.
What do they call it?
Well, we'll wait till everybody's done writing.
Interesting.
Miss Augustine looks like she's struggling with this one. Miss Polyatka looks quite confident in her answer. Miss Augustine, I would have said turkey bowl.
But you don't play the
I would have
game,
said turkey
so.
Bowl. Miss Augustine.
And that's exactly what I said.
You
said
turkey bowl. Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Miss Polyatka.
I said fantasy, like fantasy football.
Mr. Drynan, please tell me you have fantasy.
I do not. I have Bears.
Bears.
Oh.
Bears.
They actually play on Thanksgiving morning this year.
Oh. They do indeed.
12
they
o'clock
do.
Or 11.
Darn. Well, Miss Polyatka, you
it's
have...
It's still a record.
This is unbelievable.
That's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Thank you.
Now, Miss Polyatka, I don't even know what to say.
Are we going to finish round one, or is Miss Polyatka taking on Miss Byram in the next podcast?
Oh, no. The next podcast is round one.
Of the other
and
side
it will
of the bracket.
It will take... Listen to the matchup we've got here. Another wonderful English teacher, the moderator of our fantastic online newspaper, The Announcer, Miss Redonio, will be taking on the activities moderator, Mrs. Therese Hawkins.
Wow.
Whoa.
Now, a lot of people would put Mrs. Hawkins in the number one seed based solely upon the fact that she moderates all activities.
Mm-hmm.
However, Miss Redonio might have something to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And that'll be next week on the podcast.
2 weeks.
Right, next episode on the podcast. So, now, how do we want to do this? Do we want to do this as a group? Does one of us want to send it to Mrs. Tracy?
No,
you're not doing it. Who wants to send it to Mrs. Tracy to take us out here? Miss Polyatka, you won. You want to send it to Mrs. Tracy?
Sure. Coming up next, Mrs. Tracy, principal of Nazareth Academy.
Let's sing the song. Ready?
Okay.
On the count of 3. 1,
I'm not
2,
singing.
3. Hello,
Mr.
Turkey, how are you? Hello, Mr. Turkey, how are you? Well, you wobble and you wobble and you gobble and you gobble. Hello, Mr. Turkey, how are you? All right, Mrs. Tracy, try to top that one.
This concludes today's podcast. Seniors are dismissed. All others, please wait for the bell.